This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba, we're continuing Daf HaShavua. We're finishing tonight the first parak of Masechet HaNazir. And may our learning be a zechus lanu ulchal Yisrael. Also, shav kavana to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Talmud Torah. Okay, so we're in the middle of the sugya here, where the Gemara had a kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that someone who says Harini Nazir, behold, I'm a Nazir, a full house worth or a full basket worth, we check if he meant to say Achas Gedoyla Nazarti Nazir Lam Nazarti. If he says that I only accepted by myself one big Naziros, so he's a Nazir for 30 days. But if he says, I was Stam Nazarti, so we look at the basket as if it's full of mustard seeds, Ev Nazir Kol Yamav. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. We look at the basket as if it's full of mustard seeds. So the Gemara asks, why are we busting the guy's chops? Why don't we say that it's full of watermelons, it's full of diluin, it's full of gourds, and this way the guy will have a break. He'll only have to be a nazir commensurate with, let's say, the number of melons, which is really not too much. This way he will have some kind of break. So the Gemara says that Chizkiah said that not everybody would agree to what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon, that a person, when he says something that's not clear, he'll enter a scenario where the suffix is more chamer than a vadai. For instance, if a guy says, I'm a nazar on condition that this kri should have mea kar, if somebody says, I'm a nazar on condition that this pile has mea kar, and then he came back and it was stolen, it was lost, so Reb Shimon says that he's usher because safik naziris lahachman, and Rabbi Yehuda is mater. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, when is Rabbi Yehuda mekel? That's if we don't know if he wanted to be a nazar to begin with, but here, where he definitely is a nazar, we just don't know how many, so then we can't shake him. So Gemara asked on that, well, you could shake him, because if it's full of, you could shake him. Why? Because if we don't know what he meant, once he observes a melon's worth of Naziros, so then we don't know if he accepted another one. So therefore, we should be lenient on him, because it's not like he definitely, it's true he definitely was Makabal Naziros, but once that Naziros is observed, we don't definitely know that he was Makabal more. So the Gemara tries the following argument. It says, Gemara, de Rabbi Yehuda Savarla Karebi. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe. What does that mean, he holds like Rebbe? Rabbi Yehuda, in the Mishnah, who we said that is Matir Safik Nazir Sahakel, Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say it could even be Rabbi Yehuda, because once he accepted, because it, once he observes one or two Naziros commensurate with the melons, then we don't know that he accepted more. So Gemara says, no, it's not going to work according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi. What does Rabbi hold? The Tanan Rabbi Omer, Ein Zeh Megaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yom. He's, if you say Harini Nazir Kisa'ar Roishi, you're not accepting Naziros periods. The Ezeu Shemagalech Achas L'Shloshim Yom, who shaves every 30 days. Ha'imer Harei Alai Naziros Kisa'ar Roishi. Someone who says, behold, I take upon myself Naziros like the hair of my head. B'chafara Aretz U'kachol Hayam. In other words, Rebbe is of the opinion that you only accept Naziros periods if you say the Lashon of Naziros. Nazirois. But if you don't say Nazirois, then we assume you're only accepting one long Naziros. And in that case, you definitely are in the middle of a Nazirus period, because you accepted upon yourself Nazirus. We don't know if that Nazirus should extend, let's say, a minimum of 30 days, or continued for 1,000 years, because there are a million chardals. If it's a matter of Nazirus periods, so one Nazirus period is over, and then we don't know if the next one should continue. So then you can't say, well, we're going like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda would agree, once you accept a Nazirus, Rabbi Yehuda would agree, once you accept a Nazirus, the Gemara was arguing, well, the first Nazirus is over. We don't know if he accepted another one. Now we're saying it's not for sure that it's over. We just don't know how long of a Nazirus period he accepted. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi that you're only accepting numerous periods if you say Nazirus, not if you say a lashon of Hareini Nazir. Let's see Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda, Ki Sabala. Oh, no, where's Tosfos? On the three lines on the bottom on Ches Amud Aleph. Umashani Rabbi Yehuda Sabala Karebi. De Omar, Chardal, Diha Omar, De Omar, Chardal, Hach Nazirus, Orech Kibale. That he would say by Chardal, you accepted one long Nazirus, Va'ad Yoy Moisai, La'imatsi Megalech, and you can't shave until you die. Hokach Hacha, Akachach Nachis L'chad Nazirus. He definitely went down to observe a Nazirus. Afilu Ibatzek Kibal, even if he accepted upon himself pieces of dough, V'kivan sha'ata maridul Nazirus, Afilu Rabbi Huda, Sulay Matzi L'stalek, D'shama Chardal Kibale, V'nadun Ad Yoy Moisei Nazirus Chad Ba'arach, and he's going to count one long Nazirus. V'loy Dami Lahi Klal, De'enoy Yoyred L'Nazirus L'Rabbi Huda. Meaning the whole argument of Rabbi Yochanan was, was he Yoyred L'Nazirus? We don't know how many segments he was Makabalams on himself. So maybe he only accepted one, and once that's over, we don't know if a new one started. But now that we're locking Rabbi Yehuda into Rebbe, so then he didn't accept numerous series and segments. He accepted a period. We just don't know how long that period is. So once that period began, we can't yank him out unless we know that it's over. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda, mi savala karebi? Rabbi Yehuda, does he hold like Rabbi? But Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Harini Nazir Kaminyan Yemais Hachama, I am a Nazir like the days of the sun. Let's say somebody says, I am a Nazir like the days of the sun. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisahaya, Rabbi Yehuda said, there was a story, V'kivan Shehishlamis, that when the person ended, he died. Now that seems to indicate that he's telling a story that the Mishnah just said you count Nazirus segments, Kaminyan Yemais Hachama, and Rabbi Yehuda is telling a story to support that you count as a Nazirus period per each day of the year. So the guy counted Nazirus periods for 30 days. Now, presumably, if he's telling a story, he's telling a story to support what the Mishnah taught. That means Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you, even if you don't say Nazirus, still you're accepting Nazirus periods. So that implies that he does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi, because Rabbi holds only if you say Nazirus do you accept Nazirus periods. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda misavala k'Rabbi v'atnan harini nazir k'minyim ma'isachama. If somebody says, behold, I'm a nazir like the days of the sun, like the solar year, Amr Rabbi Yehuda ma'isahaya v'kivan shehishlamis. I Amr Bishlama Nazirus Kamakabal Ale. If you say that when a person says Harini Nazir Kamini Maisachama, he's accepting segments of Nazirus, Hainu Taima, this is the reason the Kivan de Hishlamais. That's why the Mishnah says when he finished the segments, he died. Ela I Amrit Chada Nazirus Kabal Ilave. But if you say one Nazirus he accepted upon himself, Mi have hashlama klal? Is anything completed? Meaning, what does it mean, is anything completed? Nothing about this story would support what the Mishnah said, because the guy only had to keep 365 days of Nazirus. Says Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda Misavala Karebi, Deha Oimer Chardal, Deha Oimer Chardal, Vatnan Hareini Naza, Kaminyan, Amravida Maisa, I Amravisham Nazirus Harbe Kibale, the Kivan Shesh Lameis Kolomer, Nira Neufel by Lashon Hashlama. Meaning, it would seem to be correct to apply the language of completing. Shaharbe Nazirus Shechivu Chachamim. The Chachamim obligated you in many Nazirus. Kivan Shehishlam Oysam. When you completed them, Mace. Ali'i Amrit Chada Nazirus Aruch Kibalale Mihava Hashlama Klal. Is it a Hashlama at all? Perish Mishaych Beiloshan Hashlama? Varehu Nazir Nazirus Achas. He's only nazir one time. Shalay galech kaminyim ma'isachama. Vein shaych b'ilashin hashlam aklal. Says Gemara va'oid. Furthermore, mi sarv la k'rabbi does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Batani will enter b'ez Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Harini nazir kaminyin minyan hilkatei kayetz. If somebody said I'm a nazir, the number of piles of dry figs, u'minyan shiboy le'shmita, where the number of shvilen, the number of pathways during Shemitah. During Shemitah, you need to give access to people to get into your field. So the halacha is, moina nazirois, kaminyan hilkati kayetz. You have to count segments and series of nazirus, commensurate with the number of dried figs, piles of dried figs. Ukaminyan shvilei Shemitah, and commensurate with the paths of Shemitah. So, this means that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi, because Rabbi would say that you don't observe a whole segment if you say Kaminyan Harini Nazir. You have to say Harei Olai Nazirois. I accept Nazirois periods. And here we see, even if you say the Lashon of Harini Nazir, it's a series for each one. So if it's a series for each one, then, like we said earlier, then Rabbi Yehuda would not work out with what the Mishnah said by melons, because in such a case, L'chaira, Rabbi Yehuda should hold that since, in general, Rabbi Yehuda is makel by safek, we don't know if he meant to add another series. To which the Gemara answers, Minyan Shani, no. It's different. It's different. Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you only accept segments when you say Nazirois, unless you say Minyan. When you say Minyan, Minyan means by the count of, then you're indicating you want to observe an entire series commensurate with the item. When you just say Harini Nazir, you're not necessarily accepting a segment. But when you say Harini Nazir Kaminyan, then for each item you're accepting a segment. Says Toisis, Minyan Hilkati, Kishamayavshin Hatena, when you dry figs, Oisin, Tilin, Tilin, Mitena, you make piles and piles from figs, Liyavesh Adein Misvar, that can't be counted. Zimnin Shvile Shmita, Uminyan Shvile Shmita, Vechain Bishmita, Ein Hasadois Zrois. Likewise, during Shemitah, the fields are not planted. Umar bin Bahen Shvilen, and you increase the paths, because the fields are not planted anyway, so that we give more access, because they're not trampling on what's growing, because nothing's really growing, or not a lot is growing. Moina Naziris Minyan Hilkatei Kayetz, Alma Naziris Harbe Kibal Alavei L'Rabbi Yehuda. We see many Naziris you accepted upon yourself according to Rabbi Yehuda. U'mishani Minyan Shani Perish Vadai Ki Omar Minyan Naziris Kibal Alei. Again, Perish Vadai Ki Omar Minyan Naziris Kibal Alei. When you say by the count, you're accepting Naziris. Aval Ki Omar Kechardal. But when you say, like mustard seeds, Oike Hilkati, V'loi Hizker Minyan, then chad naziros aruch kibal ale karebi. Then you're only accepting one long naziros. So since Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi, we asked, well, if Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi, how could this fit according to Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Huda l'chayr should say, nachis l'naziros. The Gemara was trying to explain that the rationale for the Mishnah is that we're machmir by the case of a houseful or a basketful, because you're machmir on a suffik. I, Rabbi Huda, is not machmir on a suffik. No, Rabbi Huda is only not machmir on a suffik if we're not sure if he entered in the first place. But here, what we're trying to say is, he's not accepting numerous naziros periods, and therefore he was nachas to this segment, so it might continue, and even Rabbi Huda would say we're machmer on a suffik. Okay. Says the Gemara, umishani le Rabbi minyan. Does Rabbi make a distinction if you say minyan v'atani, we learned in a braisa, hareini nazir, kim minyan yumaisachama. If somebody says I'm a nazir, like the count of the days of the solar year, Moina Naziros Kaminin Maisachama, he counts Naziros periods like the solar year. Kimei Halavana, if he says, I accept, I'm a Nazir, Kimei Halavana, Moina Kimei Halavana. Rabbi Oimer, no. Achi Yomer Naziros, Olai, Kaminin Yumaisachama, Kaminin Maisalvana. Rabbi holds that it's not enough to say Kaminin. You have to say Nazirois. So don't say Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that really, in general, you're not accepting numerous segments, but when you say communion, you are, because Rabbi doesn't subscribe to that. Rabbi doesn't say when you say communion, you're accepting upon yourself various segments. So Gemara says it's true, Rabbi doesn't hold, but Rabbi Yehuda does. And Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi, in general, that you're not accepting various segments. He just happens to hold, when you say communion, you are. Now that detail, Rabbi doesn't subscribe to, but Rabbi Huda does. Rabbi Huda savrala kvasei kacha b'chada. Rabbi Huda holds like him in one case, upale gale b'chada. Savra kvasei b'chada. He holds like Rabbi in one case, that Nazirus Kabal Alave, Upalagale Bechada. He argues on him in one case, the Ilu in one area, the Ilu Rabbi Huda Shani Le Moina. Rabbi Huda makes a distinction if you say, by the number of Rabbi Loi Shani Le Moina. Rabbi does not make that distinction, says Tosfos. Umishani le Rabbi minyan hayasoyver kiman the Rabbi Huda Rabbi Savrele. The Gemara thought, since Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi, vishani le, and he makes a distinction bein amar minyan bein loy amar minyan, whether he said minyan or not. Hachanami, so too shani le the Rabbi. Rabbi would make that distinction. Umishem hachi parach Rabbi oimer ad sheyomer nazir salai kiminyan yimaisachama alma deloshen kiminyan. We see that the language of communion, v'loy naziros, loy mashna l'rebi, is not mashna to Rebbe, elachad naziros aruch, only one long naziros. U'mashani, Rebbe Yehuda savrala kvasei b'chada, d'chad naziros kibalei. He agrees, like him, in one area, that you don't accept various segments. Let's say you say chardal, but he'll argue on him that he makes a distinction whether you say minyan. U'palag b'chada, d'Rebbe Yehuda shani lay minyan. Rabbi Huda makes a distinction of minyan, v'Rabbi lo shani le minyan. Fine. The Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Hareini Nazir kol yimei chayai, if someone says, behold, I'm a Nazir my whole life, Hareini Nazir oilam, he is just plain a perpetual, he's always a Nazir. So Harei Zeh Nazir oilam. If he says, afilu mei shana, afilu elav shanim, now if he's just always a Nazir, that's like Nazirus Avshalom. If his hair gets heavy, he could lighten it. Um, afilu meyer shana, afilu elef shanim, if he says even 100 years or even 1,000 years, ein ze nazir oilam as a ela nazir la oilam. If he says 100 years, 1,000 years, he's not a forever. He's not just the status of always a nazir. He's just a nazir forever. In other words, he's not doesn't have the status of nazirus av shalom, where he's just. He just is permanently a nazir. It's not that it's over at a certain amount of time. In other words, let's say he would live for 1 billion years. Okay, it doesn't matter how long he lives. The other guy, he's a nazir for 1,000 years. He just happens to be. He's not going to outlive it. So he'll never be able to shave. Tana Rabbana, harini nazir va'achas. If somebody says, behold, I'm a nazir, and one. So what's the and one? It's like you hit a 20-footer. And one means, so you get to shoot a free throw. So what does it mean? I'm a nozer and one. Okay, what's the one? You know, I know a guy who got a 301 in bowling because he got 300 and he won the game. But what does it mean over here? He's a nozer and one. And one what? Moinashtayim. The Gemara says it means he counts twice. The oid, if he says, Moina, if he says Harini Nazir va'achas va'oid, so is he's a third Nazir. He says Harini Nazir va'achas va'oid. He counts three. V'shuv, if he says and another time Moina Arei, counts four. So Gemara says Pshita, no kidding. I mean, why not? So I might think v'shuv and again means and another three. Vishuv might mean nazir, va'achas, va'oid, and then repeat the whole site and rinse, wash, and rinse again. No. Ma'u detema vishuv ki kulu. Maybe vishuv means like the whole cycle, v'havi le'shis, and he has a nazir 6 times, kamashalan delay. So we've seen that. Says Toisus. Harei zeh nazir ka'av sholay mu'mekal. And he could light in his hair, lamar kadisli, lamar kadisli, depending how long, whether it's 30 days, a year. Fine. Tanu Rabban Harini Nazir. If somebody says, I'm a Nazir, and he said, Sumcha Soimer, Sumcha says, Hein Achas. If he says Hein, he's adding one. Digoin Shtaim. Digoin means two. Trigoin Shalash. Trigoin means three. Tetra Goin Arba. Tetra Goin means four. Pointy Goin Chamesh. Pointy Goin is five. By the way, it's a Rabasi, it's Davar Yafa Be'itai, because we're talking about the Pentagon, you know, it's 9/11. So that's pointy gun. Fine. What?
Very good, very good.
Yeah. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Bayis Agal. Now what exactly is, why are we using these Lashonai, says Toisus. Nazir va'achas, mayna shtei nazir, sefi shehoysef loymer va'achas, va'oid moysef u'mayna shloisha, kisha amar nazir va'achas va'oid, v'shov arba, u'makshe pshita, ma'o detema v'shov, ki kulu, u'mani shis, kamashlan dolai, harini nazir, sumchas loymer, hein achas, perishim amra hein, hu achas, kidamrinan ba'alma, shekein b'lashin yivani, achas karen hina. Like Mesil Sasharm brings, the Pasuk says, I believe in Eiv, hein, Yiras Elohim hi chachma. One, the fear of God is wisdom. Only the fear of God is wisdom. Nothing else is wisdom, Mamsil Sasharim says. Hein is achas. So, Tan Rabbanan, we learned, Bayis Agol, if you have a circular house, Digoin, or a house with two corners, Digoin, or a triangle house, Trigon is a triangular house, pointigon, a five-sided house, ena metame binagayim, can contract saras. They can speak as much Lashon Hara as they want in the Pentagon, and they will not contract saras. Can you imagine? The Satan probably, you know, orchestrated to make the Pentagon five sides. So no matter what they say about Israel, they're, you know, they want to be protected from Tsaras. Tetragon, but four sides, Mitame Binagam. It does contract Tuma. My Taima. Lamata Hu Aimer Kir Kirois. Further on it says walls. It says and then earlier it says Kirois implies two. Harekan Arba. So from here we learn that a four-walled house could contract Tsaras. I'm not sure I fully understand because the second Pasuk says Kirois. It says Kirois Abayis. Umarhan shuffle min hakir, and then it says kir. So why don't we say you need a total of five? Why don't we say it's referring to the Pentagon? I'm not sure. Let's see Tosfos. Digun shtayim b'lashon yavan, trigun shalosh, tatrigun dalid, pontigun hey, k'may b'lashon yavan, bayis agol dohol ve'ein loy dalid zaviyos. Since it doesn't have four corners, ein metame b'negoyim, k'damasik mikir kirois. Like we learn out from the drasha, it doesn't say kir, it says kirois vahenu taima dekulu. That's the reason why circular, two-cornered, three-cornered, five-cornered does not contract tsaras. Again, what does tsaras got to do with nazirus? Nazirus is a holy activity that you accomplish with dibur, as opposed to tsaras, which comes from lashon hara, which is the converse of Ishki Yafli Lindar Neder. Hadron Alach Kol Kenuye. Okay, Bez Hashem, in the new year, we'll begin with Harini Nazir. Have a Ksiva Ksima Toiv, everybody. Should be Zoicha to year Shana Toivim Varecha, Shana Toivim Asuka. Hashem should give you all and all of your families good health, besuras toivos, yimale Hashem kol mishal slibchem latoiva, agut yar, shkoyach everyone, kol tov, kol tov. Shana tova, Eli, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.